Yesterday, our church remembered a saint named Josephine Bakita. She was born around the year 1869 in Western Sudan, Africa, and at a young age, a child was kidnapped and made to be a slave. Throughout her youth, she was abused by many of her owners. Eventually, she was taken in by an Italian family and returned to their home country, Italy, to live with them. She was inspired by their Catholic faith and became Catholic herself. She went on to become a religious sister of the Canossian Order. And later in her life, a student once asked Bakita, "What would you do if you were to meet your captors?" Without hesitation, she responded, "If I were to meet those who kidnapped me, and even those who tortured me, I would kneel down and kiss their hands. For if these things had not happened, I would not have been a Christian and a religious sister today." Wow, what kind of faith is that? John Paul II, Pope, canonized her in the year 2000, and she is a patron saint for all people who endure human trafficking. Interesting note of her story is that having endured such trauma as a child, she forgot the name her parents had given to her. And so one of the captors later gave her the name Bakita, which in her own language means the lucky one, meaning she had survived. And Josephine is the Christian name she took for her baptism. Thanks to an Italian family who let their light shine, Josephine Bakita was inspired to become Catholic and dedicate her life to Christ, and also see in her past suffering a path that connected her to our Lord. Jesus said in the gospel today, "We are to be salt and light in small ways by our actions to let his life and love have an effect in our world and attract others to him." All of us can be inspired to let our lights work for racial justice. In the year 2018, so just over 1 year ago, our bishops of the United States wrote a second letter on the topic of and against racism. The first letter was written in 1979, and this one in 2018 was entitled, "Open Wide Our Hearts, the Enduring Call to Love." It was written to address the topic of racism once again, after witnessing the deterioration of our public discourse and episodes of violence and animosity with racial and xenophobic overtones that have reemerged in American society in the last few years. Two excellent movies came out last year, and I highly recommend them, but I warn you that they are difficult to watch because of humans inflicting violence and hatred on other human beings. Both movies are based on true stories. Harriet, about Harriet Tubman, who ran the Underground Railroad, had a mission to free slaves in the South, and she was inspired by her faith in God. The second movie is called Just Mercy, and it took place in Alabama, part of the Bible Belt, in the late 1980s. Just Mercy is a story of Brian Stevenson, an African-American from Delaware who got his law degree at Harvard University. His mission after graduation and receiving his law degree was to go south to help those people on death row get proper legal assistance. What he encountered in a small Alabama county was white political power that was very corrupt and racist. In one case, he discovered evidence from a black man's family which was not allowed to even be presented in the court, even though this evidence would have clearly exonerated the man from the charge of murder. Mr. Stevenson and his collaborators persevered and continued to let their lights shine. In our first reading today, Isaiah was writing at a time after the people of Israel were in exile in Babylon. He speaks about the righteousness that people need to have, and we would call what he exhorted the people to do would be corporal works of mercy. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise from the darkness. It is part of the book of the prophet Isaiah that describes the suffering servant, and I can see in its description that Bryan Stevenson truly was a suffering servant as he continued his mission to help people who were oppressed. Our bishops declared in that letter, "Racism arises when either consciously or unconsciously a person holds that his or her own race or ethnicity is superior and therefore judges persons of other races or ethnicities as inferior and unworthy of equal regard. When this conviction or attitude leads individuals or groups to exclude, ridicule, mistreat, or unjustly discriminate against persons on the basis of their race or ethnicity, it is sinful. Racists' acts are sinful because they violate justice. They reveal a failure to acknowledge the human dignity of the persons offended, to recognize them as the neighbors that Jesus, our Lord, calls us to love." So just as a little salt can change the flavor of food, so just a little bit of love in action by living our faith and helping others lets other people see our good deeds and glorify our God. It is humility, not glorifying ourselves, for we are merely servants called to let God's love and power work through us.